Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes, that's right. Oh, so excited for the match game here. Episode number 122 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. And now here's a man who is going to be playing in this week's match game, coming off of last week's best week ever. Here is Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Winokur.
I feel like you really have a pep in your step as you're real... You're a great podcast host and entrepreneur, whatever you
go
do.
Go on, but yes.
I feel like your calling in life was as a game show host.
A wannabe game show host, yeah.
Well, I mean, ideally, the wannabe, like, you would be the game show host. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your calling in life isn't to be a wannabe game show host. That would be strange.
Yes, that was
like a fake game show host. That's your
ideal. Game show
contestant.
I mean, that's how I got involved with Survivor. Ooh, game show. Okay, check this out. So I'm very excited to play the match game. This has been on the wheel for quite some time. It was in quicksand. It is saved from the quicksand. And we've got a great panel. I'm so excited to play. Of course, we're coming off of last week's best week ever episode with Chappelle. Great reviews from last week's episode. People loved hearing from Chappelle. I thought that was a fun concept. Any feedback for you, Uncle Kiwi?
Very positive. People said it's very easily replicable. Like, you do that again whenever, since it's just whatever's happening that week.
Maybe let's 9 episodes from now, let's re-explore best week ever. But we're very excited about the match game, and boy, what a treat we have here today, because Akiva is going to be taking on, we said okay, we're gonna find somebody for Akiva to match up with. Who would be a great matchup for Akiva in the match game? And Akiva, you found a worthy opponent today.
Yeah, a Renap, I don't want to say a staple, but someone who's a returning champion, a veteran of the Renap process. And I figured, I don't know exactly what the stakes are today, what we're playing for, but I figured maybe we could figure out once and for all who Rob's favorite co-host of all time is today.
Okay, please welcome back to the podcast for the first time since the Family Feud. Here is back on another game show. It's the great Stephen Fishback. Stephen, how are you?
I'm so honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I am here to unite the belts of the podcasts. I am the knowingest know-it-all, and now I'm going to win the title on this podcast. So they're going to join the belts.
Stephen, so happy that you're here, and also that Mazel Tov on the birth of your daughter since the last time that you've been on the podcast.
Yeah, she's now today 4 months old. I'm missing her, you know, our big month day celebration to be here with you guys. Rob, you sent some very nice wedding gifts, or I'm sorry, birth gifts. What do you say?
Baby gifts.
Both. Also, whatever. Yeah. Wedding gifts were fine, but the baby gifts were great. You know, Kiev, you didn't. Nobody else here did either. So
that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Everyone dropping the ball.
Yes. And Stephen, how is a new fatherhood treating you?
It's great. I'm tired. Running a little late today because there was a search for a lost coffee cup. It's wonderful.
You're already giving the baby coffee to drink. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, we felt like she wasn't, you know, quite as quick as we wanted her to be, like not quick-witted, no like verbal sparring yet. So we thought coffee might help solve that.
Okay. All right. And so are you a big match game guy?
Love the match game. Very, very excited to participate. Loved Eugene Rayburn as a host. You know, a lot of like a fun, wacky energy.
Okay. All right. Well, we should have a lot of fun energy because we have an all-star panel here today. Let's meet the stars that you will be trying to match with, Akiva and Steven. Okay. First off, a man who is a Twitch streaming superstar. You hear him every week on 90 Day Fiance, Rehap Ups, Masked Singer, Masked Dancer, and more. Here is the great Puya Zanvakili. Puya, how are you?
I am good, Rob. It is an honor to finally be on a podcast with Steven. Very excited about this. Very excited. And of course, to be with you, the schmuck, and your partner in crime, the a-hole. Very excited for this week.
Yes.
Can't wait to see this match game play out. And just happy to be part of this amazing cast.
All right, we'll see if
is
anybody...
Is that the title Steven's trying to steal? The a-hole?
Exactly. I'll be the knowingest know-it-all and the biggest a-hole.
All right. Also here with us today on the panel. This is 2 days in a row for me podcasting with this woman. We just got done talking about Survivor's greatest musical numbers, coming back to Renap after too long of a layoff. It's the great Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great. I was so excited when this came up on the wheel, like my heart skipped a little. And so being asked to be on the panel is a great honor. I love this game show. I watched the old version and the new version is wild. They always get to drink. So I finally feel like no shame about having like a cocktail here because it's part of the game apparently in every iteration. So I'm here to have a good time. Yeah,
the more you drink, the harder it gets for Akiva and Steven. So
excellent.
So all part of the game. All right. Also,
Rob, speaking of drinking, yes. I think the last time we had Jenny on, if I'm not mistaken,
Jenny's
we
birthday.
Had like just many drunken people hanging out behind Jenny. It doesn't seem to be...
it was my birthday and yours, okay. Steve. Come on.
Yes. For, what was it called? I'm a Renap celebrity. Get me out of here, I believe, was the game we played that day.
I was supposed to be there against my will. So you have to take me however you got me at that point.
All right. Making her Renap debut, she is the co-host of the brand new Temptation Island of Rehap Up with Kirsten McInnes. Please welcome Maggie Morgan. Maggie, how are you?
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. I can't believe I get to be on Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast. And like Jenny said, I get to drink like throughout the whole thing. This is my ideal Saturday night, baby. Let's do it.
Okay. Maggie, are you a match game fan?
Yes. I mean, Akiva sent me like a clip of the new one to watch and I was like, oh, trust me, I was 11 years old watching the Game Show Network. Mm-hmm. All right. I know everything. I know Charles with the pipe. I know it all.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Maggie, welcome. Returning to Renap, she did not have a successful game show debut in her first appearance, but it was early in the morning. Please welcome our chief international Survivor correspondent here on Robin's Podcast. It's Shannon Gus. Shannon, how are you?
I'm good. I love that created the legacy of Icon podcast early in the morning. It's 9:30 now, Sydney time, which is like 6:30 my time. So it's pretty early for me. So we'll see how this goes.
Okay. And Shannon, that Akiva and Steven are playing for Chissy points in each round.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you can get the new Chissy merch if you win. Rob will send it to you.
Mine's on the way.
For free.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Send me a photo when you get it.
I will. All right. Welcome.
I love that.
Welcome, Shannon. Wait, a man who his idea has been on the wheel for some time, and Akiva recently vetoed what would have his appearance on Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast. Here's Jason Reed. Jason, how are you?
Yes. For those wondering who the hell this person is and why is he here, I'm pretty sure I'm only here out of Akiva guilt for vetoing my idea. So I just want to talk to Steven. First of all, Steven, you did not get my diaper genie I sent you?
No, but that was such a I mean, that's exactly what we needed. That's what we wanted.
I get you to track in to see.
You get points too. Everyone else is still a, yeah.
So, and Steven, if we play and you match me, the answer is always going to be veto, just so you know.
Okay. And then also here with us to play The Match Game, of course, that he podcasts about Love Island on RHAP. You could also hear him talk about The Challenge on the Dom and Colin podcast. Brian Scally is here. Brian, how are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know, I don't know if people would normally call this intellectual, but more so than the other shows that I'm usually talking about. I'm excited to be here for the first time. I, like Maggie, huge fan of the Game Show Network, basically nocturnal in college. This was on quite a bit for me.
Okay. All right. Well, those are wild nights in college watching the Game Show Network. All right. So let's just explain how the game is going to work. We will ask a question. I have four rounds prepared. We will ask a question to Akiva, a question to Steven. They will give us an answer and they will try to match our panel. We will play a little bit differently from the modern incarnation where we are playing for up to 6 points each round. Then we will tally up the scores at the end of our four rounds. So, Steven or Akiva, do either of you need a refresher on how the questions will work?
No.
Take those as a no. Akiva, you're good? You know how this is all going to play?
I do. I mean, the audience might, but I know how it... Yeah. I watched... Rob's one request for today was everyone... you know, brush up on the rules.
Right.
So I sent everyone the link, and I think we all know the rules.
We played this with the Survivors back in the fall of 2017. We played a all-star Survivor panel. We had Zeke, Hannah, Aubrey, Nick Majorano, Aris, and David Wright. And some of them did not know the exercise, and they also got very drunk, and it was a lot of fun, but it was a giant, giant mess. So hopefully we were able to keep things a little bit more on track here today on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast Match Game. So, for instance, just for the people playing at home, that we will give you a question. For instance, you might get a question like, Rob and Akiva are such boomers. When they first heard of TikTok, they thought it was an app about blank. And then Akiva or Steven will give us an answer. And then our celebrities will write down on their paper. Everybody's got paper and marker ready to go. And they will then reveal one at a time and try to get as many matches as they can. All right.
Can I have that question? That's a good question.
Yes.
I like that one.
Yes. Yeah. Steven, since you are the guest, I'll let you, would you like to receive or defer?
Well, I think I want to go second. I think it's good to, like, you know, get the lay of the land strategically, you know, how things
You'll
are
kick
happening.
Off.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, all right. Question number one for Akiva. Here we go. All right. This one is submitted to us by listener Trevor Chong. We got submissions all week long from listeners, and also I got a lot of help from Dan Sinensky and former RENAP guest alumni, Sarah from Sydney. Sarah Carradine also was a great help. Question number one. Rob and Akiva lost the crappy movie diaper on their trip to Mardi Gras. They found it being worn by blank. Rob and Akiva lost the crappy movie diaper on their trip to Mardi Gras, and they found it being worn by blank. Okay. Now, our panelists will write down their answer, and then we'll ask Akiva what he thinks his answer is going to be. And we'll see if we can get a match. So just give me a signal when everybody has their pen down. This is our musical accompaniment, YouTube safe, copyright free. Okay, all right. Is everybody ready? Everybody's good
on
the panel?
A lot of complaints about that music. Better a copyright strike.
All right. Akiva. Rob and Akiva lost the crappy movie diaper on their trip to Mardi Gras. They found it being worn by blank.
I'm going to say, see, it's good. I think I got this question specifically, not Steven, because I feel like it's more RENAP specific. I'm going to say the King Cake Baby.
King Cake Baby. Okay. All right. Let's go to the panel and see what they said. Okay. All right. First up, Puya. Who was wearing the crappy movie diaper?
Wish it was the King Cake Baby, because it might be a little less terrifying, but it was Pierre the Pelican. That's right, the mascot for the New Orleans Pelicans, Pierre the Pelican.
Okay. Okay, not a match. Not a match. Okay. Jenny.
So once upon a time, I was the person that suggested you and Rob and Akiva stan the King Cake Baby. It's got to be the King Cake Baby.
All right, that's a match. Yes, very nicely done. Okay, Maggie.
Yes.
Who was wearing the crappy movie diaper?
Well, you know, I thought about saying Steven's newborn child, but I thought that that would be unfair because we're just meeting. Literally, we met 5 minutes ago, Steven, and I don't want to say rude things about your daughter. But I also said the King Cake Baby.
Yes. Well,
I wish you'd said my child. My God, that would be...
Okay, let's go to Shannon. Shannon, what did you put down?
I want to say I don't know much about what I'm doing here. I don't know what the crappy movie diaper is.
Yes.
I don't know what the King Cake Baby is. So I want to say it's miraculous and maybe an indication of how much I absorb on the sidelines that I said the King Cake Baby.
King Cake Baby. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Jason.
Yes, the first thing I thought was that, and as much as Akiva is my ops, unfortunately, we have matched King Cake Baby.
All right, that's four. Can make it five if Brian Scally said the King Cake Baby.
All right, I know that it was missing. He's often hard to find, especially on Twitter these days, but I also said the King Cake Baby.
Wow. All right, wow. Akiva's off to a fast start.
This isn't great.
Okay. Yeah. Akiva, look at you.
Did 5 points, not bad.
Did you consider anything else, Akiva?
It's not like I was so locked in the King Cake Baby, but I didn't have a second option. No.
Okay. All right. So let's go to Steven. Steven has to return serve here. Okay. All right. So let's see. This question was submitted by Tommy Guam. For question number one for Steven. Nicole Cesternino was so mad at Rob for podcasting too long.
How mad was she?
She was about to cut off his blank.
Oof.
Nicole was so mad at Rob for podcasting for too long. She was about to cut off his blank.
I'd rather the yeet noise, I think. We got a lot of complaints about the yeet noise, by the way.
All right. Everybody's writing down their answers. Nicole gets very mad when I podcast for too long or when I'm supposed to be watching the kids. She threatened to cut off.
Who is watching the kids? We okay on it?
I'm
the iPad is watching the kids.
They're watching each other.
Yeah. They're in some That's public Among Us games. Those guys are keeping an eye out.
Yeah. Public Among Us kids?
I'm surprised
That's who you want
there.
Watching your kids.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I'm showing Steven how it's done. Okay. All right.
If TV was the babysitter of the 80s, I think the public Among Us games really holding it down in 2021.
All right, Steven. Nicole was so mad that Rob was podcasting for too long. She was about to cut off his blank.
So I was initially thinking maybe his beard, but then you look so handsome with that beard that Nicole would never do that to herself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, what truly makes Rob, you know, Rob? What would like truly unman him? Nicole would cut off your plaid shirt.
Okay, plaid. All right, let's go to the panel and see if we can find any matches. All right, Puya, what was the first lady of podcasting going to cut off?
Steven and I were initially on the same page. The beard was a thing, but obviously it looks too good. And as a beard advocate myself, would want that to happen. But I went further down south. I said the McNuggets. I said the McNuggets were going to cut off. So, oops.
All right, Jenny.
So you have me thinking about how the plaid gets cut off of you. Like, does she come in with scissors?
Scissors.
Yes. And, like, you're in the middle of a video. Like, she's essentially derobing you on camera with, like, a pair of shears. Like, a very interesting concept. Unfortunately, I know that Rob has had this issue with power outages. I said the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
That's a good answer. That's a better answer.
Okay. All right, we're still looking for our first match. Maggie, what is Nicole going to cut off?
So I initially also had the thought of the plaid, but then I couldn't figure out logistically how to make it work.
People can cut off a shirt. Well, what do you think happens in hospitals?
We'll accept shirt. We'll take shirt. We'll accept
shirt. Nicole is a nurse.
Yeah.
She knows how to, like, you know.
But
she doesn't work in the emergency room.
I was just taken back to the time that I was doing a podcast with Rob, and he had no power in his house, but he did manage to have the most important thing, which was a portable ring light to make sure that his skin and his face was aglow. So I said his ring light. She would cut off his ring light.
Okay. Shannon, we're still looking for that first match for Steven.
Plaid, I'm sorry, did not really cross my mind. Like, I was either going to take it pretty R-rated for 9:30 in the morning, you know, going in a similar direction to Puya, but I also said Wi-Fi.
It's Wi-Fi. Mm. Okay. Jason.
So I was going to go blue at first as well, but then I figured Steve's kind of a sophisticated guy. He might not go that route. Or also, like the panelists on the show that Akiva sent me used penis quite a few times, so I thought maybe that would be a good a good way to go.
Yeah.
But I went the podcast route, and I said microphone cord.
Microphone cord.
I almost did microphone cord. I was very close to the microphone cord.
Yeah. My wife's threatened that a few times.
Yeah. All right. Brian, can you help Steven get off the schneid? Can you get him this 1 point in this round?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, I know Rob has a backup of plaid always at the disposal. So I thought more effective would be his power.
Power. Mm. Okay. Mm.
I wish I'd had the king cake baby question now.
Okay. All right. All right. It's just one round. This is one round. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kiva could bomb around. We'll be right back in.
Steven, you won the... What were you on for? Family Feud?
Family Feud, yeah. It was a great... Yeah,
and you won that game, right?
I came in expecting to win again. Now I'm being humbled.
Not only did Steven win, weren't you ranked first in Chester's insane...
I think there might have been one person higher than me. Okay.
Yeah, very highly ranked.
Unfairly, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
If Shabbat ends, Rob, we could get Chester's with sight unseen rankings of the nine of us by the end of this podcast.
All right, here we go. All right, question number two for Akiva. You ready, Akiva?
Mm. And scores carry over, right?
Yeah,
it's not like I got to win in that round. Okay, fine.
Okay. Here we go. This is question number three. All right, for Akiva. Jaunty Jordan Kalish wanted to really impress his new date, but she stormed out of the restaurant when he put seeds on his blank. Jaunty Jordan Kalish wanted to really impress his new date, but she stormed out of the restaurant when he put seeds on his blank. Panelists are writing. Kiva looks stoic. Pens are moving. In case you didn't know, we have the video available of this podcast on our YouTube channel. If you want to see all of this action.
Steven, do you know who Jordan Kalish is?
Yeah, of course.
He does.
He's Spencer Bledsoe's voice double.
Yeah,
that's true. That is true.
All right. Jaunty Jordan Kalish wanted to really impress his new date, but she stormed out of the restaurant when he put seeds on his blank. Akiva.
You said on, because I was leaning soup, but that's really more of an in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know. This is hard because I want to say bagel, but who's getting a bagel at a restaurant? And why would she be mad? Why would she storm out if that's the one place you put seeds?
We do need an answer.
So I don't know. All right, I'll say bagel. I'll say bagel. Even though that's like the wrong answer technically, I'll say bagel. I'm trying to get matches here, not
all
be
right. All right. Yeah, the object of the game is to come up, what do you think the panel said? All right.
Yeah.
All right, Puya. Once upon a time, you and Jordan Kalish started talking about bagels and a internet sensation was born. What do you think Jordan's date stormed out of the restaurant when he put seeds on his blank?
It's a lot of things to unpack here, Rob. Mm-hmm. We did give Jordan Kalish the relevance that he now has, mm-hmm. And he's holding on to dearly. So Akiv, you said what restaurant would have bagels? You think Jordan Kalish is hitting up a 5-star restaurant? He took her to the deli. Let's be real. Like they're going to the deli. That's where they're at. Okay. Now, the truth here is that he can just get a bagel with seeds on it already. He's not going to seeds on seeds. He's probably going to go for an everything. What would be ridiculous is if he whipped out that little Tupperware of his that we know he has. And he shoved some bagels onto his cream cheese, which would be just a little bit too much.
Okay.
But that is the Jordan way.
Is cream cheese is not bagel, correct?
No.
What? Cream cheese is not bagel.
Right, you know what a bagel is?
No. It's a piece of toast.
Well, cream cheese is on top of a bagel. I just wanted to be...
Your goyishness is showing here. You know, they're two different objects.
Yes. Yeah. I thought they were the same this whole time. I thought that was...
Cream cheese is not bagel. No. Yes. That is... put that on a shirt.
Okay. All right. Jenny, Jordan wanted to impress his new date. She stormed out when he put seeds on his blank.
This was troublesome for me from the moment you opened your mouth, Rob. As soon as I heard seeds, baby, I knew what direction I was going. And then the form of the question didn't quite work with where I thought mm-hmm. I was going. Mm-hmm. And so I really struggled with this. And oh, God. I just, his little Kalish.
No.
Seeds, baby. I'm so sorry. Listen, they say that there's always a penis one. I'm sorry. Okay.
No need to apologize. Okay. All right, Maggie.
So, before I give my answer, I would like to apologize to Jordan Kalish, who I've never met him. I don't know mm-hmm. him. Sorry to this man.
Solid guy.
you know, you said jaunty Jordan Kalish, and me and Jenny were just feeling the same way. So I said his jaunty little Kalish. I don't know. I'm sorry, Jordan. I look forward to meeting you.
Maggie, you're my soulmate.
All right, no matches yet. All right, Shannon. Frequent visitor to This Week in Survivor history, knows Jordan Kalish well.
I want to say, hey, girl, hey, actually. And look, my experience of the match game is Rob's match event from 2017 and the one episode Akiva sent me last mm-hmm. night. And I'm going to give some strategic advice, as I want to do. If you're struggling with a question, it seems like go with the penis answer. Like, really reliable standby. I did not go there. I said face, but I'm just saying to you guys, say penis more than you're currently saying it.
Okay. All right.
That's a lot, Shannon.
Put that on a t-shirt. Yeah.
Don't take that out of context. Okay. All right. Jason, do you know why Jordan's date stormed out when he put seeds on his blank?
So, very broad question,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't know where to go. Of course, like everyone else, I want to go penis, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I went lips, kiss those seeds, baby.
Okay, Ryan. All right, we were trying to see if you could save Steven from an ofer. Can you save Akiva, ironically, from the bagel?
So the first place my mind went to was Jordan putting seeds on his baby, but knowing that he is not a father, I just went with seeds directly on the plate.
No. All right. So real opportunity for Steven here.
I can come back here. This is incredible.
Yeah, it's comeback time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So question number two for Steven. Okay. How about this one? Okay, for Steven. Okay, this is from a listener, Pat Tad, who submitted, Akiva loves laying down so much.
how much does he love it?
He only jumps up if his wife Mara calls him for blank. Akiva loves laying down so much, he'll only jump up if his wife Mara calls him for blank. Okay, the panel is writing. Hopefully nobody is following Shannon's advice here.
Rob, is this you on the mouth trumpet doing the match game theme?
It certainly is. Okay. Everybody looks ready. All right, Steven could make up some ground here in round two if he knows that Akiva loves laying down so much, he only jumps up if his wife Mara calls him for blank.
So initially my gut here was to say king cake baby, because I do feel like that, you know, but I feel like I've learned that the thing to do is to go for the sort of layup answer. And that is going to be a mealtime / dinner time.
Okay. Dinner. Can I get a slash on that
meal / dinner? Is that, you know, that's like, is there like a bagel cream cheese difference? No,
I think that's the same thing. Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah. We'll accept any meal. Okay. Yeah. Any meal based answer. All right. Puya. Kiva loves laying down so much, he only jumps up when his wife Mara calls him for blank.
It's only appropriate that I give you the backstory behind this before I give you the answer.
Yes.
So I've heard this story, the tale that will withstand time and all of us. One time, Akiva ate everyone's pizza crust in his house. So I said, pizza crust, baby.
Pizza crust?
Most people...
Is that what?
No. That's not a meal. No one's making a meal out of pizza crust.
How would Steven know that story, though? Like what world is he living in?
It's worth the story. It's worth
the story. And from what I understand, that Mary did not know about the pizza crust. That was
I don't think she knows.
Incognito.
I may have accidentally spilled the beans on that one. Spilled the crust.
All right, Jenny. All right, Akiva loves laying down so much, he only jumps up when his wife calls him for blank.
Okay, I'm trying to be fair to Steven here because I know that this is very difficult. And I referenced this. I can't remember if it was before we started recording or not at this point. Time is flat circle. But I said public among us lobby time. Imagine if Mara wanted to play too.
That was actually my third. I was thinking there. That was where I was going to go next. Yeah.
Steven, are you an Among Us guy?
I've never played Among Us. I really want to play Among Us. Colin Stone is always, you know, always telling me to play Among Us, mm-hmm. but I've yet to do it.
4 years from now, Steven will be way into Among Us. Okay. All right. Maggie. All right. Akiva's going to jump up when Mara calls him for what?
So, just following along, Jenny and I having the same brain, I also said Among Us. But I figured that would be Noam, right? We'll probably call you for Among Us rather than your wife.
Yeah.
But
Mary's never called you for Among Us, right? Not yet.
Never.
Not yet.
But you would get out of bed for it.
No, don't go. It's an ambush. If she, that's a trick.
That's
if
true.
Very sus if she brought that up.
It'd be very sus. Okay. All right. Shannon.
Okay. Well, I also had Among Us on the brain. I thought of the reliable standby dirty answer. I almost went there. Yes. I don't know Akiva's wife. I didn't want to say that publicly for her. But Steven.
Oh!
Dinner! Yes!
A point! Yes.
All right, Steven's on the board.
I knew Shannon. I knew it was going to be you. You gave me this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt good about it.
Jason. All right. Akiva loves laying down so much, he only jumps up when his wife calls him for blank.
Okay. First instinct answer was for shoe tying. I thought Steven wouldn't know that.
He does. It came up on Family Feud.
Yeah. Actually, that's a one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did want to go with the layup answer, which I thought was a layup. And unlike Shannon, I have no shame. So I said sex.
Sex.
Okay. A good one. If they'd listen to my advice, it'd be a point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. All right. Brian Scally. All right.
All right.
Here, big spot.
I thought about Shannon's advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, you know, thought it's dangerous to lay down if you're salivating too much. So along the line, I went with pickles.
Pickles.
a lot of food-based, but no real other meal-based. Hey, I wasn't
sure. I thought you were going to get more than 1 point there, Stephen.
You know what? I consider this some sort of victory, a Pyrrhic victory.
Okay. All right.
So I'm that was probably the best possible answer. Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Stephen having to deal with the niche stories, Puya, where he has to know about
really everything that he's ever done.
Yes.
I'm just saying that, look, Stephen, if you ever need to pick someone in the future,
we're doing well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is great. I mean, like, I knew we were going to get a point, and I'm really glad it happened.
Yes. Kiva, what would you have said?
Honestly, I think I would have gone with the same answer as Stephen. I think I would have thought about pickles, but I might have just gone with like, general dinner and hope for 3 points.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead to round number three here. And
there's more rounds.
Yeah. Two more questions each.
Oh, wonderful.
You okay? You're good?
Oh, no, this is okay. Great. I have a chance to come back.
Good. You have a chance to come back. Okay. All right. Let's go back to Akiva. Okay, Akiva, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Sarah Carradine. Sarah from Sydney. That helped us come up with Craigslist. Carl has become so popular, he has retired from Craigslist. You can now find him exclusively on blank.
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist Carl has become so popular, you can now find him exclusively on blank. Okay.
While they write, I'll explain to Steven who Craigslist Carl is and any new listeners while Rob does the mouth trumpet. We did a live show in Minnesota once, Steven.
Oh, I know. I heard all about it. It sounded amazing.
We found a musician on Craigslist. So that's who Craigslist Carl is. That's really the only backstory one would need for this question.
Okay. Craigslist Carl has become so popular, he's retired from Craigslist. Now you could find him exclusively on blank. All right, Akiva, where are you going to go?
I don't think the penis is going to work for this one.
So. No, well, you don't know. You don't know. Okay.
Damn it.
All right, Akiva.
Yes.
All right. Where can you find Craigslist Carl?
So I think this is like what other app? Not the Craigslist. Is Craigslist? I'm sure they have an app, Craigslist. I've never been on the Craigslist app. I think I'm leaning towards a music app. I'm going to say TikTok.
TikTok.
Kids are on TikTok these days.
All right, let's see if we get any matches for TikTok. All right.
Steven, do you spend any time on TikTok?
I loved the sea shanties. That was really exciting.
Mm-hmm. We have our own theme songs. Sea shanties.
Oh, wow. I got to seek that out.
Okay. All right, let's go back to Puya.
What are the odds that Steven ever seeks that out?
No. you also don't need to.
We'll close if somebody the tags him on Twitter, he'll see it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Fleetwood Mac one, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Who didn't watch that? Yeah.
Okay. All right, Puya. Craigslist Carl, so popular, he's retiring from Craigslist. You can find him exclusively on blank.
So I feel like one of the first two things you think of when you think of Craigslist Carl, one is damn that voice, and then second one is damn that bod. So you kind of hedged your bets with the TikTok. I thought, you know, from Craigslist to another place where you can get some images, I went with OnlyFans on this one.
OnlyFans.
Damn.
Okay. Jenny Autumn, where can you exclusively find Craigslist Carl?
So he went from, you know, posting an ad and having people have to email him or direct message him or whatever. Now he just starts a room and people pop in. He's on Clubhouse with Rob constantly. Are you okay, Rob?
I'm okay. Steven has an account, but he never goes on Clubhouse.
Yes, Steve, but are you aware of your friend's addiction, Steven? That he's addicted to
Clubhouse? No, I didn't know this was a huge thing.
I love it so much. You don't get the notifications.
At any given moment, there's a notification on my phone that says Rob Sesternino, and then a few other people are on Clubhouse.
Okay, all right.
That would work there. Yeah, it would.
Okay. Then, all right. Maggie, Craigslist Carl, he's retired from Craigslist. Where can you find him?
So, you know, I don't know Craigslist, Carl. I wasn't around, I think, for that mm-hmm. for that moment in time.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you said he got really popular and he moved to another app, I started to think of other people who I know who've gotten very popular and moved to other apps. You know, people like Pauly Calafiore. So I had the Puya answer and I went with OnlyFans. Okay.
All right. Shannon. Where can you find Craigslist Carl these days?
Yeah, I didn't know who Craigslist Carl was. Mm-hmm. I think it was, you know, good that it was explained to me, even though I, you know, spoiler alert, didn't get the right answer.
Contextual clues, yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, in hindsight, I wish I'd gone Cameo. Not that it was the right answer, but I feel like it's just the better answer. But mm-hmm. I did, unfortunately, say Spotify.
Spotify. Mm. Oh, they may you gotta go exclusively to Spotify to get Craigslist Carl.
Do they do exclusive stuff? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Jason, could you tell us where Craigslist Carl, suddenly popular, now resides?
So I went between two answers. One of the answers was TikTok. Mm-hmm. But then I figured that Craigslist Carl might want to, you know, talk with people and get some new ideas for some new songs, jam out together with people, with randos. So I did also go Clubhouse.
Clubhouse.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's been a minute since we've had a match. Okay, Brian.
No, never forget.
Very Brian, can you
it's
tell
about
us?
A minute.
Brian's on top of all the social media. Do you know where Craigslist Carl might be residing?
At first, I am familiar with Craigslist Carl's work, so mm-hmm. my first thought was on the street. But then once you said an app, I ended up, and exclusively, I went with Clubhouse also.
Oh, that would have been a big answer.
All right, Clubhouse or OnlyFans would have got you some points in that round, Kiva. But
a big goose egg, wow, a bagel.
Okay, all right, so...
I don't know what that says about us.
All right.
It's a cream cheese, Akiva.
All right.
A cream cheese.
Still some room for Steven to make up some ground here, okay. All right, Steven, question for you. All right. Dr. Mike... Your favorite.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Was so
I'm already
excited.
Nervous. True penis, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You got it.
Exactly.
With,
Dr. Mike was so excited to hear about Robin Akiva's new podcast because he thought RENAP stood for Robin Akiva Need a Blank.
Wow.
Excited to hear about Robin Akiva's new podcast because he thought RENAP stood for Robin Akiva Need a Blank.
When did you record this, Rob? A little behind the scenes.
Earlier today, I did a couple different versions. Okay. One, I was whistling, so there was too much like a wind on the microphone. Tough to do.
Yeah, we haven't heard a mouth trumpet in a while. We got away from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did a couple different versions. I did one that was sort of like more of like a Seinfeld theme song, like a lot more popping to it. All right, Steven. Dr. Mike was so excited about Robin Akiva's new podcast because he thought Robin Akiva or he thought RENAP stood for Robin Akiva Need a Blank.
So when I accepted this invitation, I made the conscious choice. I'm not going to go blue, you know, nothing raunchy, you know, trying to be, you know, a family presence now that I'm a father of a small
America's
child.
Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. But, but with a Dr. Mike question, you know, there's no choice but to do something in the genital region since Dr. Mike is a urologist. I didn't think Need a Penis was necessarily totally there. So I said, Need a penis surgery. I need a penis surgery. I was thinking penis enlargement, but I don't know if like Rob, if Mike does the penis enlargements. But some kind of penile surgery.
Penile surgery. Okay.
Yeah.
So that we're going very specific.
Is that more specific than like need a penis? I mean, you wouldn't like need a penis, right? Like that would be very strange. And like, would you go to Mike for like needing a penis?
I think anything. I think anything too much in that. I think anything in the range we give Stephen the points for.
Okay. All right. Well,
let's see what the panel says.
Then you should just not say surgery, I think, if you don't.
All right. We'll do penis. Okay. We got to do penis.
Okay.
Stephen, I feel like could not have been clearer.
I'm trying to be as not blue as possible. Trying to keep it medical.
Is penis surgery less blue than penis?
Yes, it's a medical procedure. It's not just...
You're not giving the medical term.
The surgery makes it medical.
All right, I'm going to say penis.
He's a father now. His daughter will see this one day. Okay. When you're winning, okay? Not when you're losing. So
Rob and Akiva need a penis.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Booyah.
Dr.
Mike was so excited to hear about Rob and Akiva's new podcast. The Rob and Akiva need a blank.
No matter what's on this piece of paper, I'm going to need some parodies for Rob and Akiva need a penis next week. That being said, I did say penis. I just said penis as well.
No, points!
There you go.
Yes.
We get a match. It's a match.
A point for Steven. Okay, Jenny.
So, as you know, I am one of, if not the biggest Dr. Mike stan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how much my heart needed Steven saying the word penis so many times in one sentence.
Penis surgery.
Delightful. Yeah. So great. My interpretation is I think that maybe Dr. Mike felt like it was like two P's combined into one, and I went for penis pump.
Not the same. Okay.
Penis enlargement would have worked though if Steven had gone for that one. We could have gotten it.
All right. Maggie. Dr. Mike thought Renap stood for Rob and Akiva need a blank. Yes.
This is not good. I'm not proud of what I've done over here. All right. I'm not
okay,
proud.
Not proud.
I took this to mean because you know, I was sort of also like Steven, like they are men. They have that. Why would they need a penis? And I know that you both have beautiful wives.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to show you what I did. And you can take it what you will. I'm not proud. All right? I'm not proud.
That actually is probably where Dr. Mike would have gone. I feel like if we have Dr. Mike, that's what he would have done.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. We're all in quarantine.
Yeah.
No, we need some activity. I'm just going to stop talking.
Beautiful artwork for the podcast only people. Please check it out. She did a great job.
Yes. All right, Shannon. Yeah. Shannon, this one, it seems like you had this one a mile away.
I just want to say how disappointed I am that Stephen, I feel like we're on the same team now. I'm willing to throw Akiva's questions. Like,
great. I'm willing for that.
But no, but and then I say over and over, say penis, and you get the quest, and you weren't going to go there.
It's
and it just, yeah, it was, yeah. I went penis, and I'm at my parents' house, so I'm just going to
burn it. Throw the paper away. Okay.
In
the
trash. Okay. Yeah, Shannon, this is great. This is great for. I knew it. Yes.
All right. The score is 5. Akiva had 5. Got up to a hot start. Steven now has 3 on a 3-0 run. All right. Jason, Dr. Mike thought of an absence for Rob and Akiva need a blank.
Yes, I feel like there is only one answer to this. Steven, I understand your thought process, but you got to kind of throw the thoughts out the window with this game. I also did go with a big old lovely penis.
Okay. All right. That makes it 5-4. Steven could tie it here with Brian Scally. Rob and Akiva need a blank, according to Dr. Mike.
All right. So I was really debating how much do I want to hold up a sign that says penis on the internet for now, but I also went with. It's a medical term. We're good.
Yes, penis. Okay. And we are tied.
Wow.
Steven has come all the way back.
I did get some advice from Keeve on that one. So I do feel like there was a little bit, you know, there may be an asterisk by this.
Steven, don't.
This
guy. Why?
You really nailed it.
Okay.
Stop trying to lose the game, Steven.
Okay. All right. We have 2 questions left. Okay. And.
Mm-hmm.
I will give the option now to Akiva, all right? Yeah. That I gave Steven to player pass to start the game. All right. Akiva, would you like question number one or question number two?
Just give me the one that requires no institutional knowledge. Give Steven the one that requires no institutional knowledge of the show. And give me the other one.
I'll ask again. Would you like question number one or question number two?
Fine. One.
Okay. All right. Question number one for Akiva. All right. This is from Robbie Freeman. Charty Chester loved to rank things so much.
How much did they love to rank things?
Charty Chester loved to rank things so much until his wife found him ranking her blank. Charty Chester loved to rank things so much until his wife found him ranking her blank. Okay, this is for Akiva. All right, here we go. Charty Chester loves to rank things so much till his wife found him ranking her blank. We're tied 5-5 in a climactic round number five. I don't know what our tiebreaker is going to be.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I don't want to say the wrong thing. Angered Dr. Jen here.
Okay. All right. Akiva. Charty Chester. Yeah. Loves to rank things so much until his wife found him ranking her blank.
You know, there's a lot of directions you could go here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, she's a classy lady. I'm going to say friends, ranking her friends.
Ranking her friends. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Puya. Puya, Charty Chester, he loves to rank things so much until his wife found him ranking her blank.
It's a very good answer by Akiva. I wish I would have thought of it. I would have written it down. I ended up going a different direction.
That might be a real spreadsheet. He might have that one.
Oh, no question.
That's true. Could be a hidden folder somewhere.
Steven would not like it, but Chester definitely has it. Okay.
So I know that she is an intelligent woman.
Sure.
More intelligent than Chester. Shots fired, maybe. I don't know. But her knowledge on various topics...
Okay. All right. Jenny. Charty Chester loves to rank things so much. So his wife found him ranking her blank.
Okay. So there's so many, like literally this could be an endless answer. Like you could rank literally anything.
Yeah.
We know.
Is that true, Steven?
Dr. Jen, well, I think.
You should rank nothing. No.
But it's like the sort of thing that you could literally rank any grouping mm-hmm. of things. But I went down a similar road as Puya. We know that Chester's wife is Dr. Jen. I said her doctoral publications.
Okay.
Publish or perish.
Sorry, Keith.
All right. Maggie.
All right.
I don't know who either of these people are. So
Charty Chester. Yes,
I didn't have like a strong feeling, mm-hmm. and I felt like I hadn't been doing my job as a match person because I think I've only matched one thing. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to do a layup, you know, just an average. Like I'm thinking back to my match game days when I watched when it was on in the 70s. What could a man rank of his wives? So I said her cooking.
Cooking.
I don't know. I know. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bad. Shannon. That's not bad. Charty Chester. Mm. Loves to rank things so much. His wife found him ranking her blank.
I fear between saying penis is most of the words I've said on this podcast mm-hmm. and how normal everyone's answers have been compared to mine, I'm going to come across in this podcast as slightly unhinged. The RENAP audience doesn't know me very well, and it makes me scared about how I'm coming across. I said boobs.
Boobs.
There's two of them. You can rank them. And again, I'm at my parents.
Short
so
list.
Yeah. One's better than the right.
Yeah.
We've got penis and we've got boobs in the garbage at Shannon's parents.
It's not in the garbage. It's slightly next to the garbage.
Shannon, okay. I've never thought to rank
you're gonna
my
get a
boobs.
Tomorrow.
Now I'm insecure.
Oh, I definitely have a favorite. I don't. Am I weird?
You got to think about it.
All right. I'll come back to you guys. I'll report back my findings.
Look, it's not a long ranking. It's not like a 30-person tier list Tuesday.
I never agreed with you before today. Steven was on to something. Okay. Yeah. Jason.
Yeah, that's arbitrary and reductive, but it's something. Look, ask Chest if he has a spreadsheet.
Okay. All right. Jason.
Okay. So like the others have said, it's a very broad question. A lot of things you get right. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about meals and cooking and all that. But I really hate to do this since we are ops. Mm-hmm. But I put friends attractiveness.
Mm. Oh, is that, are we counting that? I think that's...
Is it like a cream cheese bagel thing? I don't know.
Yes, okay.
What
all
else
right.
is he ranking?
Yeah, that's my implication. It's not friends cooking.
Look how nice they were. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like...
What do you think, Steven?
Friends is open-ended.
Oh, yeah, that's
so.
Definitely...
Yeah.
Steven, what are you doing to us?
Okay, all right. Brian Scally, one more chance for Akiva to get a point in this game.
I also thought of many different things. I didn't want Shannon to be all by herself with a little more of the blue answers. Mm-hmm. I went with a different P word though, and went performances.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, all right.
Did you keep a notebook?
All right. It's more of a 32 fans talk. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Steven, you are down by 1 point.
I'll get Shannon right. And then
if you can get two matches this round, you will win the match game.
Wow. That's wild.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
High stakes.
I cannot take the pressure of this.
High stakes. Okay. You will get this question written by Sarah Carradine.
All right, Sarah.
Okay.
I feel good about a question from Sarah.
Yes. Okay. Shut Up Tim is so obsessed with his favorite movie, Shrek.
How obsessed is he? Thank you, Steven. Finally. Yeah.
That donkey is the new name of his blank.
Oh, come on. Sorry.
Shut Up Tim is so obsessed with his favorite movie, Shrek. That donkey is the new name of his blank. Yeah, I have my Shut Up Tim Shrek.
He really is obsessed with Shrek, Steven, this guy.
Look, you love this movie, don't you? You want to hold her? Please. Then you got
to have a question, Rob.
Yes.
And it's about Shrek's teeth.
Yes, what about them?
Is it a crown situation that we've got, or those veneers? I just don't understand.
That's a bit of a visual question. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, it's got a nice set of choppers over for Shrek. Okay. All right. Steven, Shut Up Tim is so obsessed with his favorite movie, Shrek, that donkey is the new name of his blank.
Well, as I said, I set out when I came on this podcast not to do anything blue, not to do anything risque, and I feel like I am being undermined at every opportunity.
You can say whatever you want.
I'm saying penis because that's clearly the answer here. He named his penis Donkey.
I mean, he couldn't
even. You have a daughter. You have a daughter.
True.
She's in the next room.
You need two matches, Steven.
We hear you.
You need two matches.
Yeah. Do you want a Shannon, her parents' situation where, 20, whatever years from now, just throwing things on the floor with bad words?
All right. Let's go to Puya. And see if Puya has one of those matches for you. Shut Up Tim is so obsessed with his favorite movie, Shrek, that donkey is the new name of his blank, Puya.
I want nothing more than for Steven to lift this crown so bad. We were in the same region, but different areas. I went with his butt, a.k.a. his badonka donkey.
Oh, that's great. That's much better.
Badonka donkey.
Wow. Oh, God.
Badonka donkey.
Harris, that's fantastic. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jenny, You know, Shut Up Tim. That
I do.
He's so obsessed with the movie Shrek that Donkey is the new name for his blank.
So it's very interesting because I had the exact same thought as Puya, but I was thinking I'm making a donkey joke as in ass. And then I literally thought badonk, badonk, a donk. But ultimately I know what Shannon was trying to instill into Steven. There was a message. I felt like he was finally getting it. And so, yeah, it's
okay.
We got a match, baby. All right.
Tie ball game.
All right, Maggie.
Well, I, for one, am horrified at all of your answers.
I remember what you drew.
You know, we're not launched over here. So I said his four-month-old daughter. Oh. You never said the name of your daughter. I thought maybe her name was Donkey. I don't know. Trying okay. not to be disgusting. All right.
Shannon, you...
So Stephen needs 1 point to win,
you
right,
were the
Rob?
Person that after 40 years on television hacked the match game. You came up with the emergent gameplay. Was it enough to win the game for Stephen Fishback?
I'm going to filibuster because it's a big moment. And I want to say that this is my biggest strategic contribution to RHAP. Mm-hmm. I want to say that I didn't expect to come on this morning and coach Steven how to win math by saying penis a lot. I want to say I didn't expect to say penis as much as I'm currently saying. And I can't stop. And I want to say, how sad would it be if he needed the game-winning point for something that could theoretically be penis and I didn't say penis? That would be... so sad.
So sad.
So I said,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So we have a match for those listening on the podcast. The yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you could have uncrumbled the other one. That's a good point.
Yes. Wasted paper. Steven is the winner of the match game. Jason, what did you have?
Wow. Since Steven can't shut up about the word penis, I did say
yes. Like another point for Steven.
That's what I want the narrative takeaway to be,
yes,
from this.
And Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do, Donkey. I
yes.
Said.
Okay.
So, strategy.
Yes. Yes.
I do think, Rob, if that was the first question of the day, maybe would have gotten two or three of those, and not, you know what I mean. Once we like established that was the word of the day, mm-hmm. it's hard to break out of that.
Yeah.
Because people could have said like kid. Named the kid Donkey, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I think that, you know, being the like someone on the panel who's basically like a judge shouldn't be breaking the game saying, say this word over and over.
Yeah, that's never happened before on the show. So it was a little bit of a, it was a little bit of a curveball.
Did we win or did we lose?
Yes.
We won.
Yes. Yes. If you invite Shannon on the game, she's gonna break the game. Okay.
This is like a Ben Greenbergen victory.
Yes.
He's got $1 million. Is there a question mark by his name? Maybe.
Yeah.
But we got $1 million. We did.
Steven, congratulations. You won the match game. And Nikki, what was the stakes that he wins the title?
He's now the knowingest know it all, and he's merging that with Rob's favorite co-host. Then he's got both belts.
My God. The two belts.
When did you win Rob's favorite co-host? Is it
well, wait, was the default. It was the default today.
Okay.
I told Puya he could come on next year. He could challenge me, but I don't have the belt anymore. You'd have to do it on the podcast.
Someone's going to have to do the tour of the podcast to win both belts.
If
anyone ever wants to unite him again.
Yes. Steven, congratulations on your match game victory. Steven, what else is going on for you these days?
You know, fatherhood. It's like a blur, just trying to keep the baby alive.
Like Akiva's webcam. Yeah.
Yeah.
I apologize for the webcam. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Steven, you know, since I talked to you, that you had a short story released also. Could you tell people how to check that out?
Yeah, it's at One Story. Actually, let me make sure what the URL is. It is One-Story. That's O-N-E. You know, spell it out, not the letter one.
Yes.
Dash Story. STORY.com. And it's about has-been reality TV contestants and their sad lives, which I feel like I'm an expert on.
So if we went through and read it, do you think that we could figure out which people you're talking about in the story?
They were like, you know, people were inspired. It wasn't like supposed to be one-to-one. There were obviously, you know, some people were inspired by others. Yeah.
Yeah. Shannon's going to read the story.
You're not in there if you're asking.
Yeah, Shannon's going to read the story and figure out exactly who's who by the end of the day.
Yeah.
I definitely want to read it. I'm going to...
There's somebody in there named Tabby Korea.
Okay. And then, Stephen, this was so great to have you here on the Match Game.
Well, it was great when I won. Until that point, it was a little bit nerve wracking, but it was a delight to be. No, it was a delight. Thank you so much. For having me on. This was.
And I love how competitive Stephen is. Like, he loves win. He's like a nice guy, but he loves winning. You know.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, playing the game is fun, but obviously, winning at the end is, you know, the point.
I mean, he's 5% as competitive as Shannon, who would like cut people's throat off. He's not even playing.
Yeah.
Am I ever getting invited back onto another competition show?
Oh, yes. You're great. Yes. We have to unhack the game first before.
Now you understand why I was so upset that I knew nothing about Tom Hanks. You understand that I lie awake at night thinking about it.
You even got COVID in your country. You should know more about him. But all right.
Yeah. Well, I knew that. There was no question about how he got COVID here. If the country had been what country did Tom Hanks get COVID in, I could have got that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And Akiva, I mean, to be fair, the episode of Match Game you sent us did have the answer penis, like, on multiple
questions. In fairness,
questions.
That's every
you
episode of Match Game.
Yeah.
I think it's every episode. Yeah.
I think it's every episode. Okay.
I want to thank Akiva for sending me an episode with Kirstie Alley and Chris D'Elia.
It's the only one on YouTube.
Yeah.
I messaged Akiva today and I said, wow, Chris D'Elia's not aging well here.
I want to ask a question about that episode. So there was one question that said that Mary Poppins works at a tiki bar. She puts blank in the drink, and they felt very strongly that it was Umbrella.
Yeah.
Was anyone else thinking spoonful of sugar? Like, surely
my brain went there first. No, I thought sugar.
Yeah.
And then Phil said Umbrella, and I said, yes, it's a tiki bar.
All right, we're really in the weeds of the Match Game episode on YouTube that people watch today.
We watched it, though.
So we have a mailbag coming up. Stephen, that I assume you're going to run, right?
Well, I'll stand for a few minutes, and then if there's crying in the background, I'll jump off.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
From my wife.
Anybody is welcome to join for the Renap mailbag, or if anyone wants to take a moment to say goodbye, this is a great time to do it. All right.
Well, what pressure on everyone here.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So we're coming back with the Renap mailbag right after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we are back here with the mailbag. America's dad, Stephen Fishback, did need to run. So thank you again, Stephen, for joining us here on the Match Game and walking away with the crown. But the entire rest of the Match Game panel is back with us. I know I promised a Clubhouse mailbag coming up. I thought that we had a lot of people that were going to be here for the mailbag this week. I thought it would only complicate things to add people from Clubhouse also to this mix. So the next time it's just myself and Uncle Kiwi for a mailbag. We'll do the Clubhouse mailbag and get ideas from the hit app Clubhouse. Akiva, boy, everybody's talking about, when's Akiva going to get on Clubhouse?
Which Rob does not own a stake in.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. No. Just I'm an interested party who loves to chat with people on Clubhouse. All right. So we have so many people here and some first timers on the mailbag as well. So I guess we should open this up for anybody who has some suggestions for us.
Hey, listen, Rob, I got about 15 A1 great ideas.
Yes.
Wow. But I'm a little gun shy about giving you guys my ideas.
Why?
Since I was vetoed by Akiva when my idea came up on the wiki.
Jason, I said I was going to veto no matter what the idea was.
No. I don't want to hear that.
Spinoffs are trash. That was Jason's idea. We're going to watch these spinoffs. Are the spinoffs set in stone?
Jason and I went over them.
Yeah.
I think we locked in one for sure, if I remember correctly, that we knew for sure we wanted to do.
Possibly the most successful spinoff of all time, Frasier, one of Akiva's favorite. Akiva, did you see that Frasier was going to be getting a reboot?
Yeah. Should we? I mean, I guess we could cover that. I don't think it's going to be on for a while, right? They're probably first filming it now.
Yeah. But, is it a reboot if it's technically still Frasier, or is it just the new sequel to Frasier?
I think if it's, well, like, was Roseanne a reboot? I guess that was the Connors, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it started out Roseanne, and they made it the Connors when they got rid of her.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
So I think if they just continue with the same actors and the same characters, it's just like it's like the Charlotte Hornets. You know, they went away for a while and they came back, or the Cleveland Browns. Like it's the same franchise.
Spinoffs generally don't have the main character from the first show in the second show.
Order a reboot though, like the Saved by the Bell reboot. That's like everyone's kid, and it's not the same characters.
Well, that's still kind of a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? What if they called the Frasier reboot a Cheers reboot?
Okay, you think Cheers is more cachet these days than Frasier? I'm not sure.
I don't know. People do love Frasier, not Akiva. Akiva famously hates Frasier and Kelsey Grammer.
I do like Cheers.
Yeah.
Hate Kelsey Grammer, but nobody thinks Kelsey Grammer's a good guy. I don't have to go in the streets and convince people that he's
old is Kelsey Grammer?
Ooh, good question. Age game on Kelsey Grammer. I'm going to say 71.
71. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody feel good about the over or under of Kelsey Grammer 71 and getting
I'm
it done?
I'm going to go under. I think he's in 60s.
I also say under. I'm going to say 69.
Nice, but still a little high. 66 for Kelsey Grammer.
Okay.
And is that coming to Paramount Plus?
Right, not way off.
It might not. Yeah, it might be not be a network show over on. Okay, Frasier the reboot, season 3, episode 7. When it gets here, we're on it. Okay. So Jason, you're shy about giving us any other ideas. Yeah. Could we convince
you? If you want. No. If you want my ideas, when my wheel spin comes back up, don't veto it, and I'll give it to you then.
Well, okay. Jason, how about this? Can we make amends, Jason? Can we make amends? What if I said that if listener's choice comes up, I will pick sequels or trash, your idea, and we'll do it next week or any week this month that it comes up?
Wait, why do you get to pick that if listener's choice?
But I don't want to.
You're saying you'll vote in the poll for?
Yeah. I meant Akiva's choice. Sorry.
I don't want to listener's choice come up and then an idea, it goes against an idea like Chappelle's on and I get smashed completely in a listener's choice. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want, if it comes up on Akiva's choice, you get to choose that you choose my episode.
That's good. That's what I want. Well, Jason's dangling some ideas on us making sure that we don't veto his idea again. Now, Akiva, it is March. Starting next week, and you have famously said that is bracket season here on Robin Kennedy Podcast. Are we
absolutely?
Are we wheel jamming any brackets in?
I think we're going to wheel jam two brackets in today. If it's okay with you,
tell me about it.
Number one, I think we should do the TV theme songs bracket, which we did 2 years ago. We're going to do a reboot, as requested by the aforementioned Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do. I think all is it all new? Anything that was in the first bracket is not eligible. We're going to do
why would we do it again? Why does it get back in the bracket?
Yeah, but then the winner faces the winner of the last bracket, which was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's theme song, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Is
that on the podcast?
On the podcast. No, we'll decide then, right then and there.
Yes.
And then it's like season two winner going up against season one winner. And then we could wheel jam that in, and we could discuss in a second.
And what is
that
it?
Entails.
It's TV theme songs that did not make the last one. That's the idea.
Yeah. It's every TV theme song in the world except the 32 we did last time.
Okay.
Didn't Chappelle's
and then the other one
theme songs when he was on?
Was that part of the bracket? Was that a regional?
I think basically he said it was. We need to include more black theme songs this time. I'll speak to him after.
TV theme song.
And he's going to be on the podcast, and he'll help pick it. But I don't think he meant would all 32 be black theme songs. But I'm happy to ask him about that. The other one was something we discussed last week. I think it was first pitch last week, and we really are rushing it to air. It was such a hit idea, which was the standoff.
The standoff, yes.
Yes. Shannon, what do you, other than Survivor, what do you think you are, what's the thing you're the biggest fan of in the world?
I feel so inadequate now because I feel like I'm a really passionate person and you've taken Survivor from me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, am I the biggest stan of anything? I mean, Taylor Swift, I think I'd be high up there, more the old school stuff than the new stuff, but I wasn't a Taylor Swift fan.
You love Hamilton, right? You love Hamilton.
And Hamilton. Those were the two I was thinking of. I don't know if I'm the biggest fan in the world. In Survivor, I might be, legitimately, so that's why I would go. But Taylor Swift or Hamilton, I don't know. But then if you come in, you better know everything about that thing. Yeah.
So, Rob, we got almost 100 suggestions already, and some of them are wild. I think we are locked in. We could do 4 episodes on this already. Okay. We have so much good stuff.
All right, yeah. Standoff is going to be very exciting. I think the TV theme song, I don't know if you feel about this. I think we should cap it at 32 songs. I mean, that was the longest podcast. I think it was over 4 hours when we did even 48 theme songs. I think that should be a 32.
Did we do 40? I thought we did 32 last time.
There was more than 32. There was some weird, I think it was it was 48, and there were...
Oh, Chester loves his play-ins.
Yeah,
Chester
there were loves lots of play-ins. Yeah, it was bracket. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 4-hour podcast.
All right. Alex, you listening? Alex might not be speaking to me anymore after we,
said he slandered his wife's friends
2 hours ago. No, I don't think he cares about himself. I don't think he probably wants to swing with
his wife. Did we slander? What did we slander?
Someone said something about boobs.
It's true.
Funny. Yeah. She's not ranking anything.
That's true. I'm with you there. So I think those are the two we wheel jam in.
Okay.
Wheel jamming, for people who don't know, is we add extra spots on the wheel right away. So to sort of inflate their chances of coming up on the wheel because it's seasonal. And in this case, March is famously bracket season. Next week is a March podcast. So we how many spots on the wheel, Rob, are we wheel jamming in those two
what podcasts? I mean, is it the brackets style 2, 4, 6, 8 for each week?
I think what we did last year,
we
started
have precedent
at 4
at this point. Yeah,
I think we started 4 and then we double, so they each get 4 spots and then each week they double.
Okay.
As a newbie, I have to say, you guys know you're speaking an entirely different language to English, right?
Well, that's why I'm trying to explain it.
Okay, it's a lot. It's a lot all at once.
Yeah. Maggie's like, why did I stay for this? Can I leave?
It's not a test after this. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I just am sitting here like, wow, I have literally nothing to add because I am also deeply confused. But, I'm not trying to leave.
Maggie, what are you the world's biggest stan of?
The film When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
Oh,
I can probably recite the whole thing front to back.
Yes, that's your Twitter header image, right?
Yes, it's my depression film. So whenever I'm sad, I watch it. No, it's good. It makes me happy. Right?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Seen it.
Yeah,
I've probably seen it over 100 times.
100 times.
Mm-hmm. Do you think should you be in the standoff? Like, are you that big of a do you have other than watching it? You don't have to give away your secrets right now. Do you have other?
Yeah,
Harry Met Sally merch. Yes. You go to Harry Met Sally Con.
No, I don't do that. The only thing, honestly, this is embarrassing to say, but the only thing that I felt like I was a big stan of was RHAP before I got involved. That's the only niche thing that I was I've gone to a live podcast before. How cool. I don't get super big into in the community of things, usually because I am a bit embarrassed by how much I love it and I'm a bit shy about it. But and when Harry Met Sally is one thing that I will say loud and proud. Rob Reiner, genius.
Yes. I don't know if you're the world's biggest Harry Met Sally stan, but I bet you're the world's youngest Harry Met Sally stan.
Well, she did say before she was watching the Match Game during the 70s, so who knows how young she is.
the 70s version, Akiva.
Okay.
Brian Scally, what are you the world's biggest stan of?
Mm-hmm. See, I usually feel like I'm playing up the stan, the Natalie Coles from Survivor. Mm-hmm. Definitely big stan.
Happy birthday to Natalie Cole. I believe she turned a milestone birthday this week.
Yeah, but otherwise, I don't know. Maybe the Scooby-Doo live action movie. It's a good one.
Wow. With Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know this about you. Actually.
And then Akiva, I learned this recently about Puya, that he is the world's biggest stan of the series, according to Jim.
This is fiction. I made a reference to it once.
Jim Belushi brings the gas, Puya. That's what everybody's saying.
I believe Jim Belushi, his family says that. And no one else is saying that. No, and this all stems from me making a reference to according to Jim,
which yeah.
just blew the socks right off Rob's feet. He could not believe I said this. So he's like, who's talking about according to Jim?
What is the theme song to according to Jim? Will that be in the bracket?
I hope not. I mean, you're doing the sequel to this. It's not like the fifth rendition. Even then, it should.
I think it's Jim. It's like Two and a Half Men, but it's just the same.
Yeah.
Jim's
wow,
name.
That's a memory I did not need.
Wait, is that actually it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh my god!
No, you've got to be really careful because one time Jordan Cayley said "Feeds Baby" and now it's his whole identity, and you're about
it's
to get according to Jim.
You could become the according
nipple
to Jim
king
Jim.
Now. I can't shake it off. They call me the nipple king, and
here's,
like, it's over.
Here's
for
the
me.
According right, to Jim theme song, 8 seconds long.
It's a bop.
Puya, does that bring
I don't
you
think
back?
It's gonna make it.
Yeah,
yeah. You should have seen the flashbacks I was having in my mind.
His mouth waters like it's.
You
pickles.
Just have a spiritual experience.
I'm very upset that the video is not being recorded for this portion because I need proof that this is not the case.
Somebody wanted to be the biggest Rob Cesarino stan. They wanted to be in the standoff as the biggest Rob stan.
Well, I'm
you
flattered.
Could probably guess who it was, though.
I'm flattered. Is this a person I know already?
We already off the podcast. Though.
I'm more interested if I don't know them. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that would be funny if you don't know them. No, it's John John. You definitely know them.
Oh, okay.
What about John John's biggest stan?
Who is John John's biggest stan?
Someone steps...
Doesn't he live in your house?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so other than the wheel jamming, I was Scally, do you have any ideas for us? Do you have any mailbag ideas?
Guys. Yeah, I've debated a couple of I don't know if it's a British Shows Are Trash or whatever. I'm big on British TV, whether it's a Doctor Who or Skins UK are both interesting, but yeah, I think they both could do decently.
What are you pointing to? Doctor Who or Skins UK?
Skins UK. Skins UK.
What is Skins UK?
I'm a Skins MTV loyalist.
Oh, wow.
That's unfortunate. To be loyal to.
Yeah, I'm sorry for you.
What is the premise of Skins?
A British young adult series that was popular around the 2000s.
Oh, yes.
It's like the According to Jim of the UK.
That's why I love it.
No, I was just going to say that there's a lot of really amazing actors who came from Skins. 90% of the cast is like still a huge deal and like is really amazing and working all the time. So take that for what it's worth.
British Shows Are Trash. I like the idea. I like the name.
Yeah. Do we have too many R Trasher on the wheel right now? We do have HGTV shows are trash. Spinoffs are trash.
True. Do we need that to be our brand? I don't know. It could just be like, I don't know.
Yeah. I do think that there is like a little bit of an issue right now that I think that also the Facebook algorithm is not liking if you are saying that things are trash also. Something that we have discovered recently.
Oh, no, they only say that if you say one, like they only get mad if you say one specific thing is trash.
Good. All right. I was worried. Yeah, I was worried that the R Trash brand was in jeopardy.
Oh, okay. I mean, we could rebrand that in 10 seconds to just something else.
What? Our rubbish?
That's good. Let's do it. British
All right. That did help it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's branding.
I put that on the wheel right now, Rob. That's funny.
British shows are rubbish. Okay. That's fine.
We won't put it on for this week because I want to get suggestions of which shows to put on. Uh-oh. I do like the idea of Scally. Like a pure, like, you know, in American being like, let's watch British shows with me.
Haley Strong is also a big British television person.
Okay.
Also, sure, not a Brit.
Recommendations. Exactly. She's literally Canadian. So. Yeah.
I have a suggestion, I think.
Yes.
I don't know if it will work. Like Shannon said, I'm like a noob. I don't know if it will work, but I really love like makeup tutorials on YouTube and beauty gurus. So if there's like some way, like there's like a
Robin,
ranking.
Robin, can you get a makeover?
Yeah, like something like that where, you know, we discuss the beauty guru community at large. I can tell you a lot about that. Actually, maybe that's something I'm stand up. And sort of like go through a makeup tutorial together. I don't know how good I would be on a podcast.
Yeah. But. Is there a lot to make fun of? Like, I wouldn't want to be like, okay, we just don't know about it. It's not actually funny. We're making fun of something that then people get mad at us.
If you had someone who was on who knew all about it, who could like explain things to you, but there's like weird stuff that they do. Like they'll be like, and then here you go. Like they put like their finger over or like their hand up and they're like, look at my brush. This is the type of like, there's just like weird sort of idiosyncrasies that happen that are fun. And like the different types of YouTube beauty. I don't know. Maybe this is a bad suggestion. That's why I said I don't really know.
One of the fun things about the like those beauty YouTuber videos is when they have like my husband does my makeup or like my boyfriend does my makeup.
What about
so
if
you
Akiva,
could let your wives would let you do their makeup?
Yeah, that would be a hit.
Fun.
Yeah.
Then I think that could be something, but you'd have to be talking about what you're doing as you do it. It would need to be a video podcast, but I do think that could be some real gold.
Yeah.
Jenny,
I don't know how you can make that happen.
Here's the problem. We're going to need substitute like scab wives, basically.
Yeah.
I was saying,
my wife is out already. I know.
Craigslist to get a stand in.
My daughters would do it. My 15-year-old daughter would do it. Okay. I don't think Nicole's in.
Because you'd have to like sedate Nicole.
Yeah.
Just give her a big bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah. If she's passed out, instead of drawing on her with a marker, I'll do her makeup.
You're doing her makeup.
Make a video.
Oh, you're getting her ready for the evening out. Yeah. We can't go out in COVID time, so it's like getting ready for a night out.
Yeah.
And then you just don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob here. My wife is passed out drunk, so I'm going to do her makeup for this video and this tutorial. I hope everybody likes it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
On Robin Akiva Gets Canceled, it's episode 125.
Look, even as a Renap noob, that just sounds like a good time. Like, that's just, how are you not putting that on the wheel? Do you have better ideas than that? That's
I crazy. Personally want this, but.
Yeah. Do the makeup of drunk passed out Nicole.
We have so many Twitch streamers. Like, they should also, like, you should do that with Phil and Puya could do that. You guys can all.
I don't know why you got to bring Twitch into this. I feel like this is a podcast only idea.
Fair. Yes. Fair
very
point.
Audio
sounds like
friendly.
Audio only.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Phil would be up to it. He's slowly learning the different objects and what they do.
Okay.
Jason, can we get one of your ideas? Now I'm very curious. Can we get one?
He wants your ideas.
No. Oh, man. I didn't want to kind of piggyback on Scally's idea. Maybe if we got a comparison of shows, like you watch an episode of The Office UK and then The Regular Office and compare them and talk about the differences.
Across MTV
skins, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be obviously be anything. It's just remakes of British shows.
Other shows that like have like one to, you know, apples to apples sort of comparisons besides The Office and Skins famously? Anything else?
Thank you.
I have two potential bracket ideas. I know that you're maybe like, you know, you've already discussed brackets that you could wheel jam already, but okay, this one might be just like a little too like masturbatory, but like the like Renap meme bracket. So you're essentially
are there a lot of
like,
Renap memes?
As someone who's a noob who just played Match Game, there are a lot of memes. A lot of things were said that I didn't fully understand.
That you didn't understand? Steven feels that way too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can co-sign that.
We don't talk about ourselves enough. That's what people are going to say.
Yeah, I know you definitely don't want to do that. And then the other idea I had was like a mascot bracket. And so I know that some people like will choose their like March Madness brackets based on like the mascot, and like I'm pretty sure Colin Latchford, I have to mention Colin Latchford on every podcast I'm on,
but
I'm
pretty sure partner.
Yes,
he has like conversations constantly with like who would win in a fight between these two things.
Yeah. So you know the expression 32 fans idea, Jenny? we've literally done that. We've done all
of
that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so
I'm also
we have which mascot winner fight for all four major American sports podcasts if people want to listen to.
Yes. I am also looking up other UK shows that have been remade in the US.
Yeah, Jason, do we have any other of those?
So basically almost every reality concept has been brought over. As far as scripted shows, I don't know if there's a ton that have really popped in the US. Coupling,
Veep apparently was a British remake.
Yeah.
Oh, Coupling. I think my wife watched that. Yes. Coupling.
House of Cards, one of your favorites, Akiva. Yeah.
I didn't know that that was originally British. Mm-hmm. British.
Yeah. And then like every reality TV series, including Love Island, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. Apparently the Ropers was a good version of a British show.
Mm-hmm. So is All in the Family.
The Ropers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is a spinoff of Three's Company. Yeah.
Yeah. Be right on brand for me.
Mm-hmm.
I might have an idea.
Yes.
Okay, Shannon.
But it's not my idea. It's Sam Moore's idea, and he told me to say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Please. Well, just because when you were doing, you're doing the rewatch, you're doing for March, you're doing a different show every week, and I saw People's a few Choice people. Month.
Yes.
Yeah, and a few people recommended maybe Top Model, and I said to Sam, like, "Hey, if you do Top Model, like, could I be on that podcast?" Like. My credentials are that I used to watch it, and then like I was on it for a couple of weeks, not a lot, but like longer than Rob was on All Stars, so I think it counts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my bar. And he was like, well, I mean, I didn't do very well either, Rob. It's fine. And he said that if it doesn't come up for the rewatch, maybe it would be a Renap idea. And I don't know a lot about
season
Renap, so
3, episode 7 of America's Next Top Model.
Sure. I mean, maybe.
Akiva, did you ever watch America's Next Top Model?
Are you talking about your season, Shannon?
No, God, no.
Like your season of Australia's Next Top Model? Okay. So you want to watch a random episode of America's?
Yes. Never watch my season that I was barely on ever. My husband's not allowed to watch it, and he never has and never will. No one's allowed to watch it. But if you want to watch, I feel like I've just made it that much more interesting to everyone. But and a random episode, I could give some insights having slightly been on it.
Yeah.
And if it's something people are interested in hearing about, I shotgun getting the guest.
Looks like from November 3rd, 2004. Are we interested in season 3, episode 7 of America's Next Top Model?
Well, here, the thing with the reality shows, and we really haven't done, I think, other than Survivor, any reality shows like sliding into season 3, episode 7, is there's so much context you're missing. Less on the season 3 part.
They're models.
Oh, but, okay. So, but maybe it works with, as we call in the business, TM.
Hmm. Yeah.
So it's not a bad idea.
I don't know.
Can somebody watch the episode for us to make sure that it's interesting?
Yeah. You know, I'm on the America's Next Top Model subreddit. I don't know if that episode is a great one to watch, but maybe there's a different episode.
Let me check Sam what he wanted. Because if you like it, I came up with it. And if you don't, it was Sam's idea.
Blame Sam.
I'm sure I've seen an episode at times, but I don't know if this is going to be like particularly fun or funny to go back and rewatch an America's Next Top Model episode.
When people get voted off that show, what is Tyra Banks' catchphrase?
I should know this because I got voted out of it. No, she says I have like 4 photos in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Only
oh my God,
3
I
girls.
Was, yeah, only, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When I call the name of the eliminated girl, she will pack her bags and go.
I don't know if she has an Avita say, kind of the tribe has spoken.
She just talks to the contestant after she reveals who's staying, usually, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, and says, like.
Yeah.
Like
more like the reveal is the.
This actually made me think of another bracket idea.
Yes.
What about the television host bracket?
Hmm.
Love There's it.
A lot of people who
reality TV well. Hosts.
Yeah, I feel like we're down one.
You could keep it to reality TV, but you could maybe include game shows. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do we have enough? Do we have 32 to get to? Yeah.
I feel like it would also be very hard, Jenny, for like Trebek not to win. Get that like posthumous victory.
But, like, sometimes there's brackets where it's like, you know, you go in knowing who's going to win anyway. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's like the journey, not the destination, right? Is that what they say? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a game show host side, like a talk show host side?
Yeah, you could have like the reality, like whatever section, and then like the game show section, and then talk show.
So would we be using Jeff Probst as a game show host or his talk
show? No, it'd be a reality TV. If you put him in the reality TV whatever section.
What if, Akiva, for some of these like that aren't maybe a full podcast, could we sort of like sanction like somebody's like if somebody makes a bracket, could we sanction them and then like have like people submit their brackets and then review them?
Have you done a bracket yet?
I think we did a bracket of what bracket we were going to do last year.
We have done a bracket last year.
But what if we...
Of course you have.
Last year, this episode last year was a bracket where we...
Eventually, you'll be able to go back and do a bracket of all the brackets you've done.
That's true, yes. But eventually, Akiva, that's our goal.
What would you think about like if we did a an episode where like people sent in their brackets and we reviewed them? I guess it's a little bit sort of like the 32 fans episode where you and Chester got lists from people and then you... rated the list, you determine if they were good lists or bad lists.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be like, oh, looky here. He's got like Pat Sajak shocking Alex Trebek in the quarterfinals of the best best TV host bracket.
I don't know. It might be a way to like get through a bunch of brackets quickly.
That's not a bad idea.
But isn't you guys reviewing brackets exactly what we're doing right now?
No, because we didn't get the completed bracket. We don't know who the...
All right, you would be reviewing the bracket itself and then their choices within the bracket?
Yes. Mm-hmm. People sent us their brackets.
Oh, like it's the fruit bracket. Wow, this guy's got like oranges beating pears in the first round.
That's wild. That's insane. This bracket is rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like rubbish. We will start using the word rubbish a lot more. That's for sure.
Sounds good. All right. Just a thought. All right. So anything else? Anything from the mailbag, Akiva? Do people still send us in ideas?
Yeah, we have tons of stuff, but I figured, you know, we have six guests here. I figured let them do the heavy lifting this week.
At robhaswebsite.com. People can write in and send us ideas.
Yeah, I'll pass my suggestion over to the take one from the mailbag. I'll give my time up to the mailbag here.
Yes.
If there's one ready.
Ceding his time to the mailbag.
Rob the Renapbot just tweeted, "Hello, Yuru, #69. The RHAP reunion podcast seems legit after the drama from last week."
Oh boy.
That's the Renapbot update for today.
Not the drama.
Oh boy.
RIP my mentions, Renapbot.
Puya, give us an idea quickly.
All right, so back to my idea. So here, okay. So I feel like there's got to be some kind of way we can get some kind of Freaky Friday title. Like, I don't know what it is, right? I saw this post in the Renap Reddit, of course, as one does. And there's a couple of suggestions, a couple of directions. Some people have talked about you watching the movie and talking about it. There was a suggestion I saw, which was interesting, where one of you watches the old one and one of you watches the Lindsay Lohan one. And then you both come in not knowing the other movie and then discuss it and see what the differences were. And then, of course, there's the pod swap type of thing where you can, you know, bring someone like Freaky Friday into someone else's show. That's a thing you could do. I also like this idea that I kind of have where you kind of blind date each other, where you set each other up with like a co-host, but they won't know until they come into the StreamYard or the call that day and see what happens there. I'm a big blind item surprise type guy. So any of these things kind of pique my interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. There's a lot there to talk about. Akiva, first off, Freaky Friday, old versus new. Any interest there?
Well, you have like the idea beforehand of like the two of us each watching one movie and then filling in the other one on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You have sort of been into that idea before.
Yeah. Is that interesting? Is that for the listeners?
I think so. Should there be a third person there that's like seen both that could sort of help us out or no?
I don't know. It could be. I just don't know. Is there, if I'm listening to that podcast, am I sort of like, Rob watched the Lindsay Lohan Freaky Friday?
Oh, you get to watch the Lindsay Lohan
whatever,
one?
Whatever. It's like, I gotta hear this. So, like, we could do it. I just don't know if there's enough, like, excitement there.
How about these, the old versus new versus the horror one? Because there's a new horror take on it that recently came out. Like,
oh,
I think like
for me,
a few months ago.
You watch the horror.
Mm-hmm. Kiva's got horror issues.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It was like a guy who was like a killer, and then so like the girl switched bodies with him. Yeah,
yeah, it was Vince Vaughn and another actress.
Yeah, I think I said I would have watched that, but I don't know. It's too scary for Kiva. But okay, so go back to then Puya's idea of of than if it was where we're coming in and like a blind date podcast, because I forget exactly which episode of a podcast I was on, but I was just thinking about this, like, what if Akiva, like, we came in, it's sort of like a cooking show where we didn't know what we were walking into, but it's just like, these are the guests, and then make a podcast out of this. Mm-hmm.
So someone, a Puya type, mm-hmm. is planning the podcast, and we're just showing up, and what are we doing exactly? Yeah. How would it work?
Like, we just, like...
Like, well, Mike Bloom is there, and then, like, do we know what to do? We're just guessing? How does, like...
Yeah, so,
I,
yeah.
Again,
so
like, is that not what we're doing right now, though?
No, it's different. It's different. But just,
in my head, yeah. In my head, this is how it would work.
Yeah.
Where... Robin Keeve, your tasks for that week are you each pick the person for the other person to be guesting with, to be mm-hmm. on the podcast mm-hmm. with. And then you can on the side pick two people who you believe can capture the essence of Renap by giving you an idea to talk about or use for that episode. Mm-hmm. And they'll give it to the guest who's going to be on with you. It's going to sound complicated now that I'm talking about it, but so, I think there's something here.
And then we kind of did this with the Flintstones season 3, episode 7, where we both did I did podcast with David Wright and Akiva podcast with Mara and with the Queen of the Class. And mm-hmm. we, you know, I feel like that the show is, you know, supposed to be us together. And I feel like that wasn't
want
as
more-
fun.
Yeah, people want more.
But what if we like walked Robin in and it was like an improv game of like, oh, yeah, here is the guest and the topic today is like it's thrown out from the audience.
I do I do sort of like the idea of, and you could man that if you want, Puya.
Sure.
With suggestions from the audience, like what if it's like Rob and I come in, we don't know what the episode is that week, and you're sort of we're just going on the fly, we're being thrown into it, we don't know who the guest is. We're just showing up and we're podcasting. I really like that.
Oh, lovely.
Actually.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Yeah. Cause I think if cause I would love to be there as like the silent one. I'm not mm-hmm. partaking. I'm not taking time away from anybody. And then if you've each blind dated each other with one surprise guest for each other, and then I have the submitted suggestions for the topics from the audience, I can just pull one out of the bowl and pass it to you as we go along.
Well, I think the blind date is almost a different idea. Whereas here, you're like, you're the blind date. You're setting up the blind date. You're like, it's a guest or a trend guest.
I think me and Akiva are like the chefs. We're walking into the kitchen. We don't know what's going to be there to cook the meal. And then it's like,
what the ingredients are? Okay.
Yeah. And then we get the guest dropping in the stream yard.
What if we have to watch 5 movies though? Do we pause the podcast and watch like 5 Rockies?
It'll be something that you can do live then and there, like you said, with improv. Like, you don't have to do anything else for it.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah. You know, like on like late night shows, how they'll get like, I don't know if it's like Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, like one of the Jimmys, according to Jimmy, Pew knows all about that. You have like a singer and then they get like a song. It comes up randomly and then like a style of singing it. And that comes up randomly. And then the singer has to like put them together. You could get a guest that comes up randomly and like a topic. And you just have to make a 5-minute podcast out of that and then just like cycle through them.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is missing a name.
5 minutes on fish sticks with like Mike Bloom and then comes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Thurston, and it's like, all right, you have to yell about, you know, according to Jim for 10 minutes.
I like Rob and Akiva are blindfolded.
Blindfolded.
Could that be it?
Whoa.
Or that's like Rob and Akiva improvise a podcast.
Mm hmm.
Robin Akiva and ..
Yes, and. Yeah.
Yes, and.
All right.
I don't know if we nailed the name, but I do like the concept.
Okay. We'll keep working on this. You want to give one more mailbag and then we'll get to the wheel spin?
Does anybody else? Maggie, Shannon, maybe not like, you know, haven't listened to every second of all 120 mm-hmm. episodes. You have a season 3, episode 7. We have a couple spots on the wheel.
But don't you have a bag of ideas?
I do, but I gotta get it over.
Can I just ask, because I'm at this point where it's like, I've been listening to this podcast for so long that I'm like, I don't know if this has been talked about or if I made it up.
Rob and I are like that sometimes too.
You guys talked about doing season 3, episode 7 of Cheaters?
Oh, what's like that. I'm a big Cheaters guy.
I love Cheaters.
Yeah. Maggie, are you a Cheaters watcher? I feel like that would be up your alley.
Yes, of course. I watch Cheaters.
Did they ever? Is it fake?
Joey Greco.
Is it fake or is it real?
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I said a couple of ideas for season 3, episode 7.
Let's talk cheaters first. Let's just talk this through. Okay. Kiva, I would love to do cheaters in the, I don't know if it's season 3, episode 7, or if there's like a best of episode.
Yeah, no, the one with the guy in the rubber suit. That's the one to do.
The guy in the rubber suit. Do you know, yeah, Akiva, are you familiar with this show?
Not at all.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
Let me tell you the premise of Cheaters. Jeez. And I used to watch it. Even like a very long time ago, like I used to watch it. It used to
Friday
be on,
nights.
But yeah, I used to watch it when it was on. It would be on like after SNL, I feel like, or maybe like after Showtime at the Apollo. Like it would be on like super late on the weekend, and every episode is exactly the same. That there is a person who is suspecting. Is it a spouse or is it a boyfriend girlfriend situation? Or
either one.
The person is suspicious that their partner is cheating. And so they enlist cheaters to come and check. And then after that, cheaters does like, they have like a bunch of spy equipment. They trail the accused cheating spouse partner on their day-to-day life. And then without a doubt, 100% of the time, the cheater's crew finds out that they are cheating, and then they come back. The best part of the show is that the host comes back with like the incriminating evidence. Okay, I want you to watch this video right now. That Akiva, we have found your spouse, and this is her. This might be unsettling for you to watch. And if we have this video of them, there they are outdoors. They never kissing in a house. They're always outside.
And we or have like footage. In a motel, yeah. Like outside, like they knock on their motel door.
Yes, yes. And then always from there, it's like, so we can tell you that right now they are together. If you want to go and see what they are doing and you want to confront them. If you feel up to it, and then they always walk in like
100% of the time.
How could you do this to me? I paid your student loans. Like
so 100% of the time they are
cheating.
It's every episode, and there's like three stories every episode, and every single one is exactly the same. There's never been an episode of Cheaters.
They have time to like sit down, get the camera equipment ready, show them the video, and then go to the place where they are.
There's never once been an episode where it's like, it actually turns out that your spouse was not cheating on you. It's actually, you're good.
They just don't air those stories. Yeah. They're happy endings. Exactly. It's fine.
Yes.
So how about if it's not season 3, episode 7, the one that Mackie is suggesting,
find a good one.
What if it's just, we could just call Robin and Akiva cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
What a great title!
Great clickbait.
So it
you really want that out there on the internet.
Three episode 7, or you can just pick a random episode. I'm trying to work out
a random one.
We will have a cheaters expert tell us which one to watch. Maggie is already is already pointing us in the right direction.
I feel like I want to take a look at a few. Feel like it's possibly like one. Well, I don't know if you need to do just one episode, but you could be talking about the whole series. Like even just like the hosts themselves have like so much to them. There's so much story there. The narration of the show is like the best part, where like cheaters investigators.
Yeah. I think also somebody got stabbed in the early going.
Joey Greco, one of the hosts, he got stabbed in an altercation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's just shows fake. It's real.
I don't know. It's somewhere in between. It's like,
cops for cheating.
Kind of. Yeah. But better.
Yeah.
It's good. It's great. Let's watch. Wow. Let's watch it.
Put that. I'm up for it.
Okay. And I don't think it should be on the fishbowl. I think it should be on the wheel.
That's what we're saying. Unless it's season 3, episode 7, it's
I'm so happy.
Okay. All right. Let's do that. We'll figure out exactly the format. Okay. It's not eligible for next week. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I think we accomplished our goal here today. Let's talk about the wheel, right?
Please. Yes. Okay.
Was there anything that, Maggie, were you jumping in with something else?
Well, I was just going to say, I really like the television series 19 Kids and Counting. I don't know if you've ever done a deep dive on the Duggars.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, wow.
But, I would love love to come on and talk with you, Rob and Akiva, about the Duggars, yeah, because I have so much to say.
Okay. It's not on HGTV by any chance, is it?
It is not. It's on TLC, the Learning Channel.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That might be for down the road to get into the, mm-hmm, the Duggars.
Isn't that like in Bachelor territory of like, do we want to touch it with the 10-foot or 19-foot pole?
Well, I don't even know. I don't even know what their scandal is.
There's
a lot of them.
Holes there.
Yeah.
There's a big one, which we can talk about off air. All right. But, yeah.
All right.
It's not super clean.
Listen, okay. If there's 19 people, one of them is going to be
chances
canceled.
Chances are.
Yeah, okay. The odds were high. There's so many of them. Like.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's on the wheel right now, because the wheel is dummy thick, as per usual. And now it's even wheel jammed. Okay.
You're just making words up, right? You're just saying it for me and Maggie?
Yeah.
Okay. We're on to you.
Season 3, episode 7.
Dummy thick?
Yeah, I think we got it. Okay. Season 3, episode 7. We got a fishbowl filled with ping pong balls. We have the coin flip. Is the coin flip a bracket now? Did we decide that last week?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
Okay.
We didn't really bite. You know, we didn't commit to that yet.
Didn't stick.
It was a funny idea.
All right. No. The crappy movie diaper. We got it back from the King Cake Baby. People's Choice. Price is Right. You Are a Shark Week. You Are a Shark Week is still out there. Spinoffs are trash. Sequel Mechanism. HGTV shows are trash. Starch. Robin Akiva Get Trekked. Podcast Power Hour. Sex and Akiva. High School Musical. Guest Choice. Boy, that would be a wild one if it was Guest Choice.
That'll be wild. I have a feeling I know who will control the vote at 6 here. Shannon's gonna, you know.
Okay.
Sex and Akiva.
Yes, the core four.
I don't know why there's Shannon.
The core four. Yes.
You explained.
The Sex and the City ladies.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That got put on in the Among Us mailbag. TV theme song bracket.
Of course it did.
Four spots for TV theme song bracket and four spots for the Stand tournament.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. So let's save the settings here and let's get a load of the wheel as of right now. Akiva, next week will be episode 123 of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. So episode 123 coming up next week. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Jam-packed wheel. Let's see what's coming up next time on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast.
Will bracket season be starting?
Okay.
Rob?
All right. I will tell you that it is one of our two tournaments. It is like right on the line, but one of the tournaments has won. And we will kick off bracket season next week with the Stan tournament.
That's fun.
Akiva, are you happy?
Yeah, I think that was probably my number one choice.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. There you go.
We have so many super fans of things, Rob, that I don't know if we should do 8 or 16 or 32 or 64, 128, 256, 512, any of them. I don't know like where we should stop.
Are the people going to be live or are we reading their application?
I think they have to be live. One of the crazy ideas I had this week, because I think about this show sometimes when I'm not. Rob doesn't think I think about the show all week, but I'm always prepping and preparing stuff.
Okay.
One of the things I thought is, what if this was a 2-week episode where next week we pick the 8 or 16, I won't go higher than that,
mm-hmm,
stands that we want to hear, just based on the topics, who we want to hear from. And then the following week, we have them all on, and then we have the bracket.
Okay, well, we have a focus group here. So would that be a interesting way to do this? Next week, we go through the list of who we want on the podcast, and then we have the stands with us for part two.
I mean, you're getting 2 weeks for the price of one wheel spin.
No.
I feel like that's a good spot, right?
No, people don't want 2 weeks. I think this is it, Akiva. Why don't you and I do the, like, well, let's go through it earlier in the week, like the schmuck episode, and then pick out
the
people.
You want to do
people.
The selection special?
Yeah, let's do the selection show. We'll go through it, and then
that's fun.
And let's invite like the final four.
I think we should have 8.
Is
that crazy?
Akiva, this is a 5-hour podcast. At the point we're going through everything, and then we're gonna talk to 8 people.
I hear what you're saying. Now I see your vision. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, let's talk on like Thursday morning or like Wednesday morning or something like that, and let's go through the applications and pick our final four.
perfect. I think that actually makes sense. So it's a 1 week show.
It's a 1 week show. Does that make it not okay. a bracket, or does that make it a little bit different than the TV theme song bracket?
I think it's still a bracket. We could put them in a bracket for, like, I could put them in a bracket form for you, even, like, to start. We could have them in a bracket. So,
okay. We could have them in a bracket. And then the one person from each regional, is that what we want to do?
Or even we get to 16. We'll pick our favorite 16. We'll put that in a bracket.
Okay. All right. Here, let me go to everybody else here and see if Kiva's connection improves for the end of the show. All right. What a great panel today. What a great match game. It's so much fun. Maggie, where can people keep up with you?
Yeah, well, you can listen to me on the Temptation Island recap podcast.
I loved it. I listened to episode 2 last night, and I didn't watch the show, and you and Kirsten were great, and Sasha was on fire.
Thank you, Rob. That's so nice to say. Yeah, my mom really loved it, and we talk about her a lot on the show, so, you know.
Akiva, would Mara ever consider going to Temptation Island with you?
Who's doing the tempting?
The other tempters.
They have tempters who try to lure you away from your relationship.
But it's a test. Yeah, you have to test your relationship. And
I know.
Sure.
Shannon leans in suddenly as though she's interested. I'll send you the link, Shannon.
Yeah.
No, I didn't lean in like I was interested. I leaned in like, that sounds really screwed up.
Somehow they convinced four couples to go there and test their relationship.
Are they getting paid to do this terrible thing?
Not that much.
Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this?
I think that there are people that think that they get to cheat on their significant others and not have consequences under the guise of an experiment.
Those people should maybe take a long, hard look at their relationship, possibly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we go through on the podcast.
It's a nice thing to be on TV, basically, is the answer.
Here's the test of your relationship. One partner asks the other, hey, do you think we should go on Temptation Island? And then that's the test. If one person said that, that's it. Break up. That's it. That's the test. You don't have to actually go.
Exactly.
If somebody suggests it, that's it. Okay.
Luckily, we had four couples agree because we got this mess of a television show and it's a great time. So, check us out there. But you can find me on Twitter at _MLMorgan or on Instagram at @MLMorgan_.
Okay. All right. And Shannon, how about you?
We're podcasting Survivor. Don't you know it's not the off season? No, Mike Bloom and I are doing Survivor South Africa season 5, which was 7 years ago. We do 2 episodes every week. We're nearing the end of it. We're like 2/3 of the way through. We've been having such a good time with that, just getting back into the regular Survivor recap schedule before Survivor South Africa comes back June 3rd. It'll be the first Survivor to break the off season, so we're really excited about that. Doing some game theory stuff every so often. The latest one was the
on
Flip
the match
podcast.
Game, right?
Yes, exactly. You have to over-strategize absolutely everything, right? That's the way to live. So Taryn and I talked about the kind of the anatomy of the flip in global Survivor history, which was
as
a
opposed
fun
to
time.
On the anatomy of the match game breakdown.
Believe me, it depends how long you know the off season goes on and how many ideas I run out of. I'll probably get there eventually.
Yes, just bring Taryn in for that one too, Shannon.
Yeah. Taryn thinks about things similarly to me, which is why this works out, that we overthink it. So we work well there as a pair, but there'll be more coming there. It's all an international Survivor or Hapups feed. You can follow me at Shannon Gates on Twitter and Instagram, and I guess Clubhouse, but I'm not there a lot unless Rob is tricking me into it.
What do you mean I trick you into Clubhouse? That makes it sound like it's against your will.
Well, I mean, okay. No, the first one, it was like, Rob has sent you an invite code. And I was like, all right. But then I get a text from you being like, I sent you the code. Where are you?
Yeah,
I was like,
why not?
Okay. So that one, you put the pressure on. The second one, I accidentally clicked and then was in a 40-minute conversation with Kelly Wentworth. That was on me. That wasn't you.
Doesn't sound too bad yet.
It was great. I was on deadline and I missed the deadline, but it was still great.
Okay.
So Clubhouse is a lot. You can follow me all those places and check out the stuff. But thank you so much for having me. I've learned so much and I'm so confused.
Yes. Okay. And you single-handedly helped Stephen Fishback win the game today. So
he
did
a lot himself.
Yes. Yes, it's the first time Steven has won anything, right?
Sure, I'm sure. Yes. I mean, he didn't win Survivor, so what else?
Yes, okay, so a much-needed victory for Steven. All right, Puya, how about you? You know, you and I will be back together on Monday talking about this wild season of 90 Day Fiancé.
That's right. The season, the fun keeps going with 90 Day, and we will both be involved with it once more. I'm very excited for that. No cameos next episode, but it doesn't matter because honestly, the drama will carry us through no matter what. And then obviously Big Brother Canada's, you know, coming upon us real soon. By real soon, I mean, like we're like 4 or 5 days away. So I'm sure I'll get to talk all about that at some point. Mm-hmm. And then March 10th is the premiere of The Masked Singer season 5, which means myself and a great partner and everything, Liana Boris, will be together once again, as if we're not all the time, to talk about this season of The Masked Singer. That's going to be exciting as well. And then on top of all that, if you're not getting enough, we'll be doing more activities over on my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Puyaism. We somehow got the new hotness, Kyle Moore, on to play Among Us with us this next time. So if that made sense to you, you're obviously following Big Brother Canada news. But yeah, it's fun times all around. And then on Twitter @Puyaism if you're trying to find my tweets.
Okay. All right. And then Jenny, we got to talk about Survivor musical performances on Friday.
Such a good time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Somebody scream. What else is going on for you, Jenny?
So for once I have something to promote.
Wow, oh, yes. Cool, what are you doing?
That? So the we mentioned it at the
Jill
end.
Jill T is gonna do your makeup.
Well, I mean, that was a free idea, and I think I might snipe that for my Twitch stream. But so on Monday at 8 p.m., Mike Bloom, Taryn Armstrong, and Liana Boris and I will be doing the BB Can Think Tank.
Yes.
So submissions, Mike posted a tweet. I retweeted it. If you want to follow me at Jenny Autumn on Twitter, with a survey link to give your twist ideas, and we will discuss them on Monday at 8.
Okay.
And then other than that, I think Phil and I have a stream planned for next Friday. Don't have a time planned yet, but just an idea we've had brewing for a little while, so we might be doing that Friday. So be sure to follow my Twitch, which is also Jenny Autumn, twitch.tv/Jenny Autumn. I'm Jenny Autumn everywhere. So follow me if you want, and hopefully there'll be some good stuff coming.
Okay. All right. Jason, your idea is not coming up next week, but hopefully soon.
I'm bummed.
And hopefully Akiva's
telling you, I got 15 ideas, and only like 10 out of the 15, you know, coincidentally had to do with penises. So you know, you have to wait until you get to my episode for that.
Yes. All right.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
Do that one.
Episode number 138, I feel like we're going to wheel jam Dr. Mike back on, right? Or are we going to save him for 169?
That's right. Dr. Mike's only... No, 138. He's only about 15 away. We'll have Dr. Mike back.
Okay. All right. If he's available. Okay. Jason, where can people keep up with you?
I'm on Twitter at JAYR1085. Hit me up. Just talk about random stuff.
When Jason come on the podcast, we're going to fix this Twitter handle, Rob.
Yes, that's what you must do. I need Rob has PR firm to fix my Twitter handle.
You don't want to go with Reed Baby?
I looked up stuff with Reed in it. All that stuff is all taken. I have to talk to Jordan about copyright issues for Reed Baby.
I think Reed Baby might be free. Okay. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you hopefully soon. Hopefully Akiva will take his finger off the veto.
Yeah, I feel like he'll just do it again just to mess with me.
Okay. All right. And then Brian Scally.
That would be funny. That would be an all-time moment if I veto it again. My one veto.
Making a Renap debut. Jason,
an episode I really want to do, by the way. I'd say it's like near the top of the list of episodes I want to do. It would be funny if I do it this by myself.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Reed Baby is actually not available. Somebody's squatting on it. Okay, Brian.
All right, yeah. So I am on Twitter at Brian_Scally. Be talking there and everywhere, you know, elsewhere about Big Brother Canada, as well as if you're already listening to the challenge wrap up and want even more content over on the Dom and Colin podcast network. Myself and Matt Lagori are talking about. Yeah, exactly. SpongeBob Matt talking about this season of The Challenge. We're about halfway through, but they just confirmed Challenge All-Stars coming to Paramount Plus with all of the people from way back in the day, even if you've stopped watching. Mm-hmm. Probably some familiar faces there. So we'll be talking about that also, I'm sure.
Yeah. How many people are on the old school Challenge?
I believe it's 22.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a big one, and there are some, Trishel, one of the biggest names to come out. Yes. She's there, you know, Beth and Mark Long, all those.
I saw the names that were on the helmet. Yeah. I don't know who, I haven't seen the whole roster.
We'll have to get you that list. It's a good one.
All right. I would want to check that out. Okay. All right. And then Akiva. Yes. Okay. What do you have going on?
NGOG, we started season 2. Naomi Calhoun's guest this week. People really like that episode. We also, on 32 fans, because we did the presidential basketball draft where we picked which presidents would be good at basketball, a listener, Tate Renzenbrink, made a NBA 2K game with all the presidents as players. And we announced it, and people really, really liked it. It was very funny. There's a shocking moment in there. That was a fun time.
Yes. Okay. All right. Akiva, I hope that you and I and Chester can call another baseball game before the baseball season starts.
On Clubhouse. We're going to call every Mets game on Clubhouse. We'll have like a Mets hang on Clubhouse.
Without the license permission of Major League Baseball.
Anything could fly on Clubhouse. You don't need the audio.
All right. All right. Great job, Akiva. Thank you so much for listening to Robin and Akiva the podcast. Can't wait to come back next week. Talk about the biggest stands in the world of stand-up on the next Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Here come Ben and back. Won't let you remember. All right, check it. Let me tell you this in closing. Although it might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, look at the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the man in. Here come the man in black, here they come.